USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Republicans have set a landmark by overtaking Democrats in the voter registration race for the first time in the Sunshine State's history. Governor Ron DeSantis announced Friday at the National Conference of State Legislatures. DeSantis said today, and it will probably be fully publicized very soon, for the first time in the history of Florida, we have overtaken Democrats. There are more registered Republicans in Florida than Democrats. President Joe Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed when asked about Joe Biden's plans to bring gas prices down.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
Granholm spoke on Bloomberg Surveillance. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's trial has been botched.
The sex crime case against the former New York governor has had a snag. The forcible touching case against Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Representative Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, ripped through the Democrats' 2,300-page, $1.8 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act before a vote by the entire U.S. House of Representatives on Friday night.
He breaks the promise right here in the bill, a tax that, according to the American Gas Association, will increase household electricity rates by 30%.
Scalise criticized the Democrats for rushing this bill to vote before the Congressional Budget Office scored it and for including things unrelated to infrastructure. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.